Part 1. The Kingdom of God Around You. 1. Colorblind. Why the Gospel Changes Everything. I'm colorblind. Sometimes I find myself watching online videos of colorblind people trying on corrective colorblind glasses for the first time. In case you haven't heard, apparently someone has invented eyeglasses that can allow a colorblind person to see the world in normal color. One man's wife surprised him with a pair of these glasses as a gift. And as the viewers, we get to see his response to seeing the world in color for the first time. At first, he's trying to play it pretty cool. As any confident man would do, he doesn't seem to act overly surprised or emotional. From behind the camera, you can hear his wife say, "Look at your kid's eyes." And that's when things take a turn. As he looks down at his daughter and stares her in the eyes, he begins to get emotional. He fights back tears as he sees the beautiful color of his daughter's eyes for the first time. He's a wreck. I'm a wreck. It's an emotional mess. He was born colorblind, but now he can see. For the first time in his life, he can see how things were supposed to be. Layla, my wife, once signed me up for a colorblind study at the local college to see if we could pull off a similar video. I spent hours in a lab failing all kinds of tests and confirming that my eyes really are broken. I tried on one pair of eyeglasses after another, but with no luck. Layla stood by with her camera constantly recording my reactions, but there was nothing. They didn't have a single pair of glasses that could correct my color blindness. To this day, I'm not able to see the world as it should be. Sometimes I think none of us can see the world as it should be. One of the scariest parts of our world is that nothing really surprises us anymore. Think about this. What news story would you have to hear to make you genuinely surprised or shocked? When I turn on the news or scroll through the news app on my phone, I read story after story of all kinds of evil and wickedness. But to be honest, I'm not surprised. We have heard so many terrible stories that they have become normal to us. Even something as terrible as a school shooting doesn't surprise us anymore. We almost expect it. It has become the new normal. In fact, did you know that as I'm writing this, the Columbine shooting, which is implanted deep into many of our minds, isn't even in the top 10 worst shootings anymore? The brokenness, wickedness, tragedy, and pain have become our new normal. But it's not normal. This isn't the way things were supposed to be. Where it all started. My kids love the story of creation and the start of humanity told in Genesis. We read it weekly. They are fascinated by the idea that God can make something out of nothing. They especially love the part about God walking with the humans in the garden. And of course, they giggle every time they hear Adam and Eve were naked and unashamed. "That's how it should be," I constantly explain. I'm always trying to teach my kids that shame isn't normal. Hiding from God isn't normal. Feeling far from God isn't normal. Yes, those things describe our normal. We feel those things every day, but they aren't the way things are supposed to be. Normal, in the book of Genesis and in the story of humanity, lasts for about 3 chapters before things take a terrible turn for the worse. Satan, disguised as a serpent, presents an interesting proposition to Adam and Eve. Did God actually say, "You shall not eat of any tree in the garden"? Genesis.